Bob McTeer, the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, has stepped down. He's the poetry-writing, cowboy hat-wearing president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, to be precise. He was once considered a possible successor to the Fed chairman, Alan Greenspan, but McTeer has now left to become chancellor of the Texas A&M University System, and that move ends 36 years of service with the Federal Reserve. Mr. McTeer has joined us from time to time on Morning Edition and joins us now from College Station, Texas. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, now, you have a record as a poet, of course, and I understand you brought along one of your poems today.
Well, I was asked to. Don't make it seem like I'm presumptuous here.
Well, we love your work. We want to hear more of it.
Well, thank you.
This thing is called A Dove with Attitude.
Okay, here goes. Lately, I've had second thoughts about doves and hawks. I wonder what justifies the magnitude of the typical hawkish attitude. Are hawks the magnificent seven with keys to central banker heaven? Can't doves put their wingtips on their hips and shoot from the lip and give hawks the evil eye as they fly high in the sky? I don't want hawkish platitudes. I greatly prefer a dove with attitude.
And when you're talking about doves and hawks, of course, you're talking about attitudes toward inflation and how hard you're willing to fight it.
Right.
Which is something that affects every American one way or another, because it affects the overall health of the economy as well as the price of everything we pay.
Exactly. And how you do on inflation carries over to how well the economy runs generally.
Well, now, these decisions about inflation or deflation or any other kind of inflation were made in what's called the Open Market Committee of the Federal Reserve. You were actually in these secret meetings, and I'm sure they're secret for a reason, but now that you're an ex-member, can you give us any sense of what those meetings are like?
Well, I was talking about the way they worked before I was an ex-member. They're fairly formal meetings with a lot of staff briefings, projections, and forecasts, and so forth. We all go around. The presidents talk about their region. The governors tend to focus mainly on the national and international economies. At the end of it all, the chairman, Chairman Greenspan, gives his views, and included in that is what he thinks the consensus of the group has been at this meeting, and he suggests a course of action.
When he's in these meetings, does he speak any more clearly than he does in his congressional testimony, which is sometimes famously obtuse?
Yes, I think marginally so. He doesn't worry so much about who might pounce on his answer. I once introduced him to an audience in Washington, and introducing him, I recalled a cartoon I'd seen somewhere, and I don't remember where I saw it, but it was a New Yorker type cartoon. It had the pillars of the world economy up above cracking and just about to fall, and down below those pillars was a chicken with the chairman's head. It was obviously Chicken Little.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of saying, "The sky is falling, the sky is falling," this chicken was saying, "The sky is measurably weakened." By the way, when I introduced him that way, he just smiled. I knew my job was still okay.
Now, when you went into these Federal Reserve meetings over the past many years, was there a connection between your view of the economic policy for the nation and the world and your own personal finances?
Oh, no, no. I've always been so poor, I never had to worry about that.
What I'm wondering is whether your philosophy carries over in some way. Your philosophy for a nation might be the same as your philosophy for someone's personal finances.
Well, certainly I think balanced budgets are good things, but there are times when you might deviate from that. I think the principles of family finance and national finance are not all that different. I might say I've always thought that you ought to have a Fed chairman buy an expensive house and get an adjustable rate mortgage at the beginning of his term.
Just to make sure he knows what it's like.
Well, that's right. And he'll have an incentive to keep rates low. And over time, the way you keep rates low is to keep inflation low.
We've been talking to Bob McTeer, who recently resigned as president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas. He is now the chancellor of the Texas A&M University System. Thanks very much.
Thank you.